This life was all I ever wanted.
I'm not leaving. Not yet.
I was hoping you'd say that.
We gotta hit the streets, make some money.
People like us must destroy people like him. Buckle up.
Get Showtime free at Showtime.com.
My brother Jack.
Oh my God. We back.
Let's go. All is low.
Just getting started, baby. Just getting started.
Welcome back to a special quarantine edition of All the Smoke. Mm-hmm. I'm coming to you from LA. My brother Stat coming to you from Atlanta. And we got a special guest, man. I'm gonna let you introduce him, man.
Oh man, we got a real special guest, my favorite rapper, the best rapper of all time, legend, my brother. We've been rocking for a long time. I'm not just a fan, that's my brother too. The legend, the legend, hot boy, Lil Wayne, Tunchi Lee in the building, y'all.
How y'all doing, welcome, man? I'm broadcasting live from Miami, man.
Where you at? You in Miami?
I'm in Miami with it, yeah.
Okay. Well, man, we appreciate you coming on, man. Thank you for your time.
What that weather looking like out there?
It's awesome. It rained a little bit today, but it's still awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's get right to it, man. Like I said, we appreciate your time, bro.
A lot going on right now. Yep.
A lot going on right now, man. And what's the state of you and your family right now? I know everybody put away. I see Reginae safe. She on Instagram having a good time. How the family doing right now?
Oh, man, the family wonderful. I appreciate you asking. The family wonderful. Everybody good, man. You know, the boys, they're a little too young to even care about what's going on right now. Yeah. They just understand that they're not in school right now. So that's all that really matters to them right now.
They all doing homeschool, too?
Yeah, they are. Yes, they are. They hate that word, by the way. Yeah.
I know you're probably having a hard time keeping them out the home skate park.
They love it. Yeah, they love it. But actually, when they come up, when they come here, you know, they actually pick. They like the basketball, man. They go straight to the ball and straight to the goal. That's what they do when they get here. Yeah.
That's what's up. What kind of stuff you doing right now to keep yourself busy during this lockdown?
Man, Matt, I've been self-quarantining for years.
Yeah, we said facts. We said the same thing. We said the same shit.
Facts.
I'm doing the same thing, man. Studio every day, same thing.
Trying
to figure out a different wave every night I get in here, just trying to figure out something different to do. We also trying to come up with something a little bit more, you know what I mean, now given the time, then given the way things are right now, we trying to come up with something a little that can help out, you know what I mean, in any kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Hey, That song you told me about dropping, that Ballin' Like Stack Jack.
Man, whenever Mac put it out.
I'ma get on Mac ass then.
That shit waiting,
Mac,
huh?
I know you somewhere in the building, Mac.
So that shit waiting on
him. Yeah, waiting on. So check this out, Toon. It's a lot that happened in New Orleans, man. And I see the coronavirus is affecting the hometown.
You know what I'm saying? How you feeling about that? It's real bad out there, and it's also a surprise to me, man. You know, I it's a blessing. It's a blessing that I am fortunate enough to be out here in Miami. But, man, my mom out there, my little brother out there, man. And so that's it. I'm calling them every day, all day, just trying to make sure everything all good in that house right there. And he playing husband right now. He trying to make sure she don't leave the house because, you know, my mom is still going to try to rip and run. She don't care. You know, moms. You know, she old school. They, you know, New Orleans old school. They felt like they done went through Betsy, Katrina. They felt like, you know, man, look. But now he keeping her inside, and that's all that matters right now, man. Cause it's really bad. It's really bad out there, man. Like really.
They done been through so much out there, dog. Like
exactly.
A lot of stuff don't really affect them, but it's still affecting the city in some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? And I know, like you said, you got family. I got family in New Orleans too.
I know, and when they go to touching certain people though, that's when everybody go to opening their eyes though. You know, like with the shout out to the homie Pete Town Mo. You know what I mean? Once P-Town Mo went live and showed that he infected with the virus, everybody go to open their eyes after that, because everybody go to feeling like that's somebody they know. So once you go to feeling like somebody you know got it, you go to feeling like, yeah, you can get it too. Yeah.
That's what Jack was saying. Jack's saying nobody was really taking this serious until it was on their doorstep. You know what I mean? So you see some NBA athletes get it. You see your man get it. And people know it's real. I mean, the death rate is crazy. And I wish that people would start taking it more serious, because the longer we don't take it serious, the longer we're going to be locked down.
Yep.
The longer it's going to be
infected.
Also, we had a rapper in New Orleans pass recently, Weeby. And rest in peace. It was kind of out the blue for us, and you know, everybody was trying to say is this, is that, man. You know, we starting to think it is now.
That's crazy. He was a legend in the city too. A lot of people don't know him, but like I said, I'm from the area. Lil Weeby was a legend in the city.
Very much so, a legend. He was last time I seen him was at my last festival, man.
Yeah, I got to come to the next one.
Oh, man, we're going to kill it. It's going to go, man.
I can't wait. Hey, let's talk about sports, though. We know you got a crazy connection with sports. Talked about sports a lot. Every show, every time I'm on TV, I get a text from you. You know what I'm saying? Every time I'm on TV.
I know. I'm watching every time.
I already know you watch it. Hey, but tell me about your connection to sports. I know music and rap go hand in hand. You know, even I do a little rapping and stuff. But when did you first fall in love with sports?
Man, when I was a kid, man. When I say kid, I mean like 4 or 5 years old. My grandmother raised me. Rest in peace. She's the most beautiful woman in the world, most amazing woman in the world, next to my mom. Her name is Mercedes Carter. First of all, I don't know how you even get a name Mercedes way back then. First of all, that's
crazy.
That's a whole other story, man.
Driving nothing like that back then.
At all,
man.
That's what I'm trying to say. I don't even know how she got that name. But
she seen the vision. Yeah, they had a vision on it.
You did. But yeah, she, you know, I used to just sit down in the living room and watch sports with her all day, and she would teach me everything that's going on, tell me what he's good at, what he's not good at. I would take those same things she telling me, and once I go outside and go play with the homies and we playing basketball or we playing football, you know, I'm the only one acting like I'm the only one out here with a little knowledge. I know what I'm talking about. You don't even know who this is. You don't even know how to do this move. So I took that, and that's where the sports came from right there, my grandmother.
That's crazy.
What sports did you play growing up, though? Did you play any, like, in competitive leagues or anything like that?
Hell yeah, I played football for Harrell Park. Right now, that's the park in Holly Grove. That's the park I took care of after the hurricane. And I played football.
Shout out Holly Grove.
Exactly. You'll never guess what position I played, bro.
Running back.
Which one, though?
Fullback.
Fullback, nigga. You did.
Put your little ass out there.
You feel me?
I was out there hitting, though. Shit, to be a fullback, you had to be hitting.
I was blocking, man. I used to know how to block real good. And I was also, the play for me was a 4th-and-1 at the goal line. I was the touchdown.
Put your head down.
I had 6 touchdowns in one season. I took pride in that.
They had you like a little Jerome Bettis out there, huh?
You that feel short me? Yard? 6 touchdowns one season. It's probably what number, like 6 yards too. all put together. And then tried to go play.
Touches are what's matter, though. Them touches is what's matter. Fuck the
you
yards.
You feel me? That's all that matter. That's all that matter.
Give me that 6 points.
I tried to go play baseball, but it was a little too much for me.
Yeah, man.
Baseball's tough as shit.
I ain't scared of a lot of things, but that baseball, man, coming at 100 miles per hour, man.
Jack,
shit.
You just look like you scared of the baseball. I could already tell.
Stack, look what happened. Listen, this is what happened. It said, so when I got to the park, right, the homie, the whole team was sitting in the dugout on the bench. And they had the little homie was pitching from the team. And as he started pitching, the whole team got up against the gate and they were just like, go Rocket, go. His name was Rocket, I guess. And they was like, go Rocket, yeah, Rocket. And so I didn't do it. So the coach came over there to me and was like, get your ass up on that gate and you go Rocket as well. And so, you know, I wasn't feeling that, so I left out the park and I ain't never walked back.
That was it, huh?
I never went back to that park again in my life.
Oh, my God.
He said, I ain't no goddamn cheerleader.
Yeah, I couldn't
what
do
about
it.
Basketball?
I was too sharp for that, man. You already know. But I thought I could dribble better than anybody out there, though.
Because everybody in your clique show think they got hoop game.
Man, you already know. That's another thing, too. And it's, that's another thing. I watch a lot of them coming up. A lot of them was cold in school. Mac, yeah. he was cold in school.
Yeah, Mac so, show think he nice.
Oh, you already know. He's probably playing right now. He literally go to the gym. He really going through it right now. Because he can't go to the gym and ball. He really going through it right now.
Say, how does sports impact your music?
Oh, man, it's just a competitive spirit. When I first got a name as far as rapping, and you know what I mean, I was Hot Boy for sure. But once I first got my solo, the first thing I said was, I'm the best rapper alive. That competitive spirit come from sports, plain and simple.
That
showed you that I looked at rap, I attacked it like this. I mean, it's not a game, but I attacked it like it was a game, and I want to be the best player in it. Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. all from sports. That's all from sports. If I was on the block every day and doing the wrong thing, I would have attacked it that way. I would have attacked it like, look, I'm the biggest such and such in the streets. I'm the biggest gangster mm-hmm. in the game. I attacked it like, nah, I'm the best rapper, and let's go. If this is what we doing.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
We know you're a big basketball fan, obviously, but in particular, you're a huge Kobe fan. Obviously, you know, losing him hit the world.
Yeah,
but,
man.
You know, I know you had a personal relationship with him. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Man, the homie, first of all, rest in peace. And rest in peace to him and everybody that was on the helicopter that night, man. Everybody that lost their life. Also, love, life, and strength to their families as well, man. Mm-hmm. But, man, the homie just he's a real GOAT. You know, we float that title around, but you know, when I was a kid, you would hear these stories about Michael Jordan, and you hear these stories about off the court and on a team plane and on a team bus, and you hear about how at practice he's Michael Jordan, but you see how you hear about how he don't want to lose at nothing, you know. You know, Steve Kerr got beat up. You know how it go, man.
The
whole nine. So you hear these stories, but I never met no one. I never met Jordan. I met him. I never met him while he was playing to see the side. I met Kobe mm-hmm. while he was playing, and I got to see that. I got to see that way. He take everything super. It's a competitive everything. He won't shake mm-hmm. your hand harder than you shake his hand. He won't everything.
You feel me?
And once I got to sit down and talk to him, what happened was, he worded a few words from a verse, and I was like, you really know me, you know, like you really know my. He was like, man, I've been on you since Hot Boys, and when he started wording it and started really rap, I was like, okay. So for a competitive guy like that. I figured that if he was to, whatever he was admiring, it had to be my competitive nature, and that's right there. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think y'all, his competitive nature and your competitive nature as far as music-wise, because just like you be in the studio 24/7, that's how he was in the gym. You know what I'm saying? That's the same shit. So I can see y'all having that in common.
That's what I heard, man.
Speak on
the
song,
agency.
Though, Jet.
Huh?
Speak on the song, though.
Yeah. Bing James. Where you had the 24-second tribute at the end of the song, Bing James, on the new album, Funeral.
Yeah, man.
How did that come about? Just cause, was it you and J-Rock who came up with it, or something you came up with?
When I say they came up with it, I mean Mac and them. Mac came, you know, when that happened, man, it happened out the, you know what I mean? Nobody wasn't prepared for it. Just like we ain't prepared for the shit we're going through right now, but nobody wasn't prepared for it. So you just, you know, everybody was just trying to scramble and figure out something to do. Any kind of way, and the homies came up with that idea, and that idea was perfect.
So tell me this, okay? Transferring from Kobe, we'll stay in sports. Let's talk about your sports agency. I know you got a lot of football players. How many? You got basketball players too?
Yeah, man. We got basketball, female, WNBA. We go there, man. We take it there.
Tell me about it.
It was an idea. You know, it was an idea way back. It was an idea way back years ago. And, you know, it was just the first of all, it just started off as a simple idea that I love sports and I just want to help out in any sort of any way I can, you know, right. any way I yeah. can. And when I found out that, you know, when I found out that, no, that you can actually help, you know, when I found out that, no, like, no, when they told me, no, Tune, you can actually help people, man. You know, like, you can help these student athletes mm-hmm. become better once they take that, once they're ready to take that next step. You can actually help them. I always thought it was just something that, you know, you're a rapper, you get an agency, yeah, we do this. Or you're a rapper, you go buy this, or you go. Now, when I found out that I could actually help them, and I could help mm-hmm. them regardless of what their career does, I can help them beyond that. And that's when I was all in. And so I have a lot of athletes, and that surprised me myself. That surprised me in itself that I didn't figure anybody was gonna really be into it. And man, and when they come calling me, and when they come to us, man, that right there is a blessing in itself, and it's so hard to look past anything but them.
But yeah, you got to understand what we see as an athlete, like, we respect you because we see what your music grind is, you know what I mean? And you have that same exactly. dedication, obviously, that we have in our craft, so it's already mutual respect, and they know you have passion for it, so really, it's a no-brainer. I think that's why a lot of these musicians that are in this space now, Jay and, you know, Master P was in it for a minute, like, people fuck with them because they know they're about their business and they grind in their craft. So
exactly.
I think it's beautiful. Exactly. And I think it's another good way, too, similar to what LeBron's crew has done. Shout out LeBron's crew. But you could still have your hands on sports and not be the athlete.
Not involved.
I mean, you could still affect the sport in so many different ways. Agency, manager, sports agency. There's so many different aspects of the sport you could touch without actually playing. And I love when people continue to build on that.
I appreciate the admiration, man. Thank you.
I know you're a Laker fan.
Yep.
So besides Bron, I ain't even go there. Who are your other NBA favorites, man? We ain't even go to the Lakers because I know how you are with the Lakers.
Man, you already know it's CP3.
Of course.
Yeah, you already know CP3.
Homie.
Yeah, and Russell Westbrook.
Everybody killer. Love Russ.
Yeah. Russ is a killer.
Yeah, Russ. Outside of CP, because CP my bro, outside of CP, Russ my favorite player right now, other than anybody else. You know, other than anybody, you know, the Lakers, the whole Lakers squad, my favorite players, everybody on the team over there, everybody on the bench, everybody. That's my favorite. But other than that, I'm rocking with Russ, and you already know Harden, you already know that's family. After Russ, I'm a real big fan of Ja Morant. Yeah.
He's tough. Man. He's tough. He a killer.
Man. Man.
He a killer.
Man.
He a
man,
problem,
man.
Bro.
Is he?
We gotta get him on the show. I met his daddy at All-Star. His daddy is cool, so we got to get John on the show. We got to get him on here.
Man, he a dog, bro.
Yeah, he's special.
I like Zion as well, especially because he's holding it down for the Biddy. I really like Zion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zion going to...
I think he's going to be special, man. You got to think, too. He's going to get his body right. He's going to figure out what his white rate is. But then people understand, like, until you're about 4 or 5 years in the NBA, that's when you really kind of start learning how to play the NBA game. So right now, it's just pure athleticism, instinct, God-given talent. He's going to learn how to play the game. He's going to be a goddamn problem from here on out as long as he can stay healthy.
Hey, that second jump he got.
Quick.
That second jump.
It's a stronger Sean Marion. Remember, Sean Marion used to have that quick second bounce.
Jump,
but
man.
Imagine adding almost another 100 pounds on that bounce.
Man, 270.
Man.
You know what I mean? Like, your boy's a monster. So,
he got to leave that gumbo alone, though.
I know the answer to this next question. I don't even know why I'm asking this question.
What it is?
I already know the answer. Because the answer going to be you. But what artists you listening to right now? What other artists you like right now? I know who you listening to, though.
Well, you already know who I'm listening to.
You.
You already know I listened to the last thing I just did last night, man. That's all I can listen to.
I already know.
When I get off of my own, I'm rocking with straight Lil Baby. I listen to a lot of Lil Baby. I listen to a lot of Triple X, and I'm a huge man. All the homies been just been super shocked that they just love the way I love Dolph. I really love Dolph, man. Yeah. Whole swag. Yeah, I like his whole swag. Yeah. But Lil Baby, my favorite.
I honestly feel like Lil Baby grew up with us to come from the same cloth we come from. He different, man. He ain't this new breed. Lil Baby is different, bro.
He different.
I feel the pain in his music.
He a young man.
That's how simply titled him up
and he's not the quote unquote phrase of it. He's the definition of both words. He's a young man.
And he got the personality he got the charisma and personality to be like a real superstar, and his music is on that level as well. So it's gonna be dope to see him continue to grow.
Exactly. He open minded too. He's ready, he's open, he wanna learn. He wanna know more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was in the studio. Shout out, baby. I was in a session with him before. He heard a beat came on. He heard a beat just came on out the blue that I was working on. You know, it was an up-tempo beat. It was probably a feature for somebody. And I told him, it just came on out the blue. I told the engineer, like, yo, nah, cut that off real quick. When he cut it off, baby was like, man, I couldn't even begin to rap on no shit like that. And I didn't heard him. After that session, I done heard him do like two, three songs like that came out. Now he done did. I was like, see?
Yeah.
He went right back and figured it out.
He's soaking up game.
Yeah, he figured it out.
Yeah. So I know you see it, and I see it. We all see it. It's a lot of people out there, especially a lot of artists, doing concerts from home. You thought about blessing the world with one?
Boy, you know, I can't wait. Ask Mac, you know, God forbid about what we going through this bullshit, but ask Mac, man, I've been told Mac I want to do a damn shit, just a live show for my own shit with about five, six songs nobody ain't never heard.
We need that, man.
But yeah, now that we need it, I can't even do no unheard songs. I gotta do a real show on my shit. I gotta do a real show.
We need to set up a behind the scenes all the smoke camera for you too, so we get all the behind the scenes action of that.
Man, let's get it. Make sure the camera's set up.
We on.
Yeah, Mac, I'm on your ass too. Mac, tell Mac I'm on his ass by that song.
I'm gonna perform that song on that motherfucker, man.
Hey, we've been waiting too. We heard you gonna do our intro song. You gonna do an intro song for the show?
Yeah. That's what I thought he was asking me about.
Yeah.
Nobody ever tell me when to give it to, when y'all need it. I see the show pop. I need to give it to you ASAP.
We waiting on it. Hey, look, a couple people been calling to ask to do it. Nah, bruh. We already talked to Tune about it, baby.
I got this, man. Come on, man. No disrespect to nobody out there, but man, I am the show intro king.
Yes, sir. We need it.
Hey, baby, we just want to tell you, man, we feel like people don't get appreciated while they're here. We want to appreciate them after they're gone, man. We just want to, man, you shaped the 2000s for us, man. For a lot of athletes, a lot of people growing up, you really inspired a lot of us, man. So we look up to you, man. We love you. We appreciate you. We want to let you know that, man, for sure.
I appreciate that, man. With that said, coming up as well with myself, coming up and you and Stack on the court, just y'all, just that culture and keeping it alive and staying true to who y'all are on that court, that meant a lot just to a person that's not on that court and just watching it, man. Y'all shaped the nigga as well, man. Remember that, man.
Thank you.
Remember that.
I want to tell you a quick story, too. So 2008, you dropped the Carter 3, I'm about to have twins, and I can't figure out my twins' name, so my ex had got Isaiah's name down, and I'm tripping. She's pressuring me, like, the boys are coming. I'm smoking. I'm listening to the Carter 3. I said, the Carter. Carter Barnes. So I hit up my ex, like, yo, Carter.
What?
She's like, where'd you get that? I said, the Carter 3. She's like, cool. And that's who Carter. So Carter's sick. the one that's a little more. Carter's the one with the mohawk. Carter's the one that tells me, Dad, I don't have a girlfriend. Like, three or four girls are cool, but I don't have a, like, he's going to be the one. So I just want to let you know, man, I named Carter after your the Carter 3, man. I appreciate you.
That's my little godson, man. That's my new concept, man. I need his sizes. I need everything. I need his brother's size. They about to get all Christmas gifts, everything, man. Come on, man.
We need it. We appreciate
That's dope.
You. But straight up, man,
That's
we just want to let you know, man, thank you. We appreciate your time, man. Jack,
yeah,
take us away,
to
baby.
Him, man. Man, That's stay love, tuned, man. You know, I just texted you and you got right on, man. You know, we appreciate it. One thing about us, man, this show is really built off the relationships we got and everybody keeping it real with us, dog. So we appreciate your time, man. We know you're a busy guy, bro.
It's all love, and that I already know, man. I appreciate being on this motherfucker, for real, for real.
So when you,
Yes, sir.
Hey, so once all this shit's over, you create the song, we want you to have you come drop the song on the show in studio.
Say less. Say
Be
less.
On.
Movie.
Appreciate
Movie.
You, bro.
Say less.
Close us out, Matt.
All right, man, that's a wrap. Hope you enjoyed one of the greatest of all time, Lil Wayne. Jack, hell of a show, baby. You can catch
Good
this
job, bro.
Show... Showtime Basketball YouTube and all platform streaming podcasts.
All of them. Gia!
This life was all I ever wanted.
I'm not leaving. Not yet.
I was hoping you'd say that.
We gotta hit the streets, make some money.
People like us. Destroy people like him. Buckle up.
Get Showtime free at Showtime.com.